This show is sponsored by MyOliveLeaf.biz, MyOliveLeaf.biz.
Ginger Surprise. Please contact Hoshea or visit gingersurprise.com for details.
And the Hurricane Report, merchandise, and more.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Everybody, you know, with the protesting and with everything that's going on, I'm all about solutions. What in your opinion, what do you feel will be a solution for a lot of the stuff that's going on?
Thank you. You just segued us into the reason we got Jonathan here. First of all, you want to really stop all this bullshiggity? Reparations, you owe it to us. You've owed it for hundreds of years now.
My trouble is, so the injustice is done. The injustice is done, unfortunately, over a long period of time in many different ways. I'm not sure that the answer can be just cut a check for $500,000. I'm 100% there. Well, my point is, there's a way to solve this logically. It's so I'm not against the spirit of it. I just don't think that if all of a sudden you went and you pumped $20 trillion into the country, that 5 years from now we would actually be in the state we want to be in. My point of a dialogue is right now all I've been hearing is it's 530,000, 530 is $20 trillion. As a nation state, unfortunately, we do that, we'll end up like Argentina was in the 80s.
Well, it's true. Okay? But you
so you're talking about leveling the playing field. It's how we behave together, how we teach
but
our kids to behave.
But you're still 250 years ahead.
I can't fix that today.
Okay. And if we don't fight for what we deserve right now, we're going to be dead. And you don't get that because you keep talking about if you write the check, it's going to hurt the company, the country. The country hurt us first. You destroyed my family. You killed me. You went after me. You murdered me in the street. You hung me from trees and put it on the back of postcards. Not you, but the people that looked like you that had the power did it. You burned down my communities. You infiltrated it with drugs. And then every single group that did something to empower us, you went in and destroyed it. But yet, it still lives. You owe me. And it's not that I'm not angry. It's not that I'm just angry about one thing. I'm angry about everything. You still killing me in the streets, and you doing it on camera now. You killed Tamir Rice before the car stopped rolling. He was 12 years old, and nobody went to jail. You shot Mike Brown with his hands up. You choked Eric Garner to death. You killed
Trayvon Martin.
You just killed the boy up in Georgia, and they didn't even want to go put them bastards in jail.
Breonna Taylor.
We just watched them come into a house and shoot a woman dead. What about the policeman that looked through the window and shot a woman in her own house? Dude, you keep telling me all this stuff about the finance. We got to get away from what they're doing to us, and we can't do it with the way you're talking. But what's going to end up happening is black folk, this anger that you see me speaking with, this passion, is what the whole country of black men are feeling. Because you're not going to keep killing us. And we keep standing around waiting for you to do what's right. This ain't nothing new. And you keep telling me about the finances. Dude, we don't give a fuck where you get them from. I don't care if you got to go sell pussy on the corner. But you owe me what you owe me. And that's the way we feel. And the problem is, everybody keep trying to be nice. Nonviolent shit got the people that was nonviolent killed violently. Y'all keep talking about Dr. King. You killed him. You shot him dead. You killed Mega Evers. You really want me to keep going? I can go on and on and on. You've been killing us since forever. This ain't stopped, and it ain't gonna stop. And dude, the best place for us to be is away from a lot of this foolishness. But we can't. Oh, why we can't? Because you made it where we couldn't. Because I'm gonna tell you right now, you know what they call a black man in a Maserati? The same thing they call a black man walking, a nigga. You know what they call a rich black man, and they call a poor black man? Nothing, a nigga. Do you know what they called? They called me when I was boxing. Huh? A nigga. You know what they called me now that I train? A nigga. It ain't gonna change. So you can look at me one way and see me another way. But I'm always gonna be the same way to the average white man. A nigga. And everybody act like I'm wrong. And I'm not. But when you put it all into a pile, as my mama said, when you heap it all together, you owe me what you owe me. And so black folks start standing up and telling these politicians, I ain't fucking with you. Not till you cut the check. I don't give a damn where you get the money from. You get the money from everything else. Stop. Bring our troops back from these countries. Bring them back. How much that is? Stop, you better stop adding this shit up. You got a lot of black men. It's ain't what we got to lose. You done took everything else. But that's where we're headed.
Self-destruction.
And this country is going to implode because it did it to itself. You made the bill. You made the tab. But now you don't want to pay it. It's like you going sitting down in the bar, drinking up all the liquor you want, eating up all the food you want. Then when the bill come, you know what you say? Well, shit, if I pay that, it's going to bankrupt me. Did you think about that while you was eating? Didn't you know that before you was eating? Didn't you know it before you walked into the building? But they never thought this would happen. They never thought that the black man would ever be free. They never thought the black man would stand up and say, hey, this is what you owe me. But the problem is, you keep getting up, giving me all these excuses to make it sound good. You owe what you owe. Either you pay it, if your debt is too big, file bankruptcy. That's where I am with this place. I don't care how you feel about it. You've made money off my back for 400 years. And I'm tired. And that's how most black men feel. And I'm speaking the anger of most black men. I'm tired. We know you got it. Well, they can't keep printing. They should have thought about that. They should have said, this is your first installment, black man. Cut the check. You can't give it all to me. You can't give it all to me in gold. You better, I take some land. Come on. But I need my check. And that's what black folk got to start saying. You know, the worst thing you can tell me is that I gotta think about the country. The country ain't never thought about me. Tell me what law this country ever made to secure me from police brutality. Don't worry, I'll wait. Tell me what law this country has made is written to make sure that my children were safe. I'm still waiting. Tell me.
Wait. Stop. That's the way women think. Men don't think in terms of anger. Men say, okay, that's the way I want to be. Well, there are consequences. Shut up so you don't tip your hand as to what you're going to do and go do it. And he's a boxer, but, you know, they didn't call Ali that either. But, you know, the bottom line is if you know what you do, don't let them call you that. But the deal is that's an expression of anger. We're always angry, and then the preachers diffuse the anger any damn way. You get on your knees, be praying to Jesus, so then you're not angry anymore because the Lord going to see a way, so you're mad. Now do something. And the other thing is $500,000, if you give out $400,000 to the 64 million identifiable black folk, at least on the last census 10 years ago, then what happens is that tops out between 14.2 and about, 14.3 and about $15.4 trillion. Well, for 2017, the net income of the whole country, gross income for the whole country, was $19.2 trillion. The money ain't there. And if they do find a way to come up with it, sell bonds or whatever to finance it, I'm going to hock mine up front, leverage it into the interest in a lot of sports shoe places, and stock up on a lot of Nikes and sell them to the damn fools that are going to rush out to buy. I'm going to set up some exploitative businesses so I can take the money that people are going to rush out and spend on their on their reparations checks. And the bottom line is there's still no addressment of attitude modifications, restoration of the black family, getting education for the children while they're still in kindergarten through 12th grade, going back to school when you got the time and furthering your education, getting into science, technology, engineering, and math, stop buying so damn much bling and not bang, not having any guns, not having any ammunition, not having any damn skills, loud mouth, overly resortful to show rather than go. When we start getting it together, we're not going to have to go begging and asking anybody for any damn thing. We'll be able to take it. And it just sickens me that we always talk about what we owe and nobody will give it to us. I don't want anybody to give me a damn thing. Just get the hell out of my way when I take it. And if you want to set up a separate back entity, which is another fantasy, then somebody like me, if not me, and I'm not too damn old, I'm going to take it over, run it as a dictator, and put a whole lot of people on the goddamn wall and have them, you know, taste some lead, that's coated lead or jacketed, and get rid of pimps, hoes, drug dealers, thieves, rapists, pedophiles, and take the children from all of them that got 11, 12 different babies by 9 different baby daddies and raise them and put them to work. Now, that's what somebody like me is going to do if you do have a separate country. You won't have a damn army. You want to get rid of the Constitution. So what the hell are you going to do? You know, I mean, it, these things, see, talk is cheap, but damn it, do something. You know, go out there and get yourself prepared and change your way of looking at things.
Hey, Judge. Excuse me, Mr. Brown and Valerie. I don't mean to intrude on what y'all were saying, but what you said is 100% correct. And yes, the I ain't gonna just say black people, but us as human beings are looking for a leader. You know, and And it goes back. Let me tell you something. I don't know if everybody on here is atheist or anything of that rather. But I don't consider myself as a religious person, but my father, yes, he was a priest. I was born and raised in the church and all that. But one thing about it is, and two things for certain, the Bible never lies. The Bible, the Quran, the Hindu, whatever you try to go about it, or if you're a hotep, whatever you try to go about it, it all goes back to the foundation of Jesus Christ, if y'all ask me. I feel like, this is my perspective. I feel like the devil, he's not on this earth yet. It may seem like it, but he's not on this earth yet. Trust me, when he comes, we will know. He just has his henchmen, his army, running about, manipulating the powerful. Because as we all know, where there's power, evil can conquer. And when there's evil, they can manipulate weak minds. You understand what I'm saying? And
okay, but we got 40 minutes, and we got to get to the point. What is the plan? What do you want the listening audience, what are you saying? Have faith? Pray.
The plan, sweetheart, I'm gonna be cut and dry with you. The plan is, to me, we need to revitalize our minds and go back to the foundation of Jesus Christ, and read the Bible for what it is, not for what man has put into the Bible, but go by which is the way of Jesus Christ, which is love. Love conquers any evil and any sin in this world. And we must go back to the basics and the foundation, to the bricks of this. We can't build a building from the top down. We gotta build it from the bottom up. Even if we gotta go down to the roots. That's where we gotta fix it. We gotta get to the roots.
Can I stop you for a second? You're bringing up old emotions. You're making me feel like I felt when I watched Bossom John's brother hug that white woman. I'm getting so angry because I'm the first to cry. I love the Lord. I love God. I love God with every atom, molecule, cell, blah, 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 dot, dot, dot. But, man, this love thing, I'm not understanding it because we love your neighbor. I'm not getting it because these neighbors, they're killers, they're murderers. They don't understand love. They don't even know how to receive it. They are not of love. These are demons. And right now, and all the music they're talking about, oh, we're on demon time. You can't love a demon. A demon will kill you. A demon will put his foot on your neck and listen to you say, I can't breathe until the life is out of you. So this whole Bossom John, Kumbaya, you're losing me.
Here's the thing, because I'm with you, Val, but
I do love you. sorry.
Right, but see, maybe he's coming from a different angle. Maybe he's talking about the Jesus that went up there and started flipping tables over and punching folks in the face. Because, see, if maybe he's talking about that Jesus, then we might have some, we might be making some progress. The turn of the cheek.
Okay,
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
I got to say something. Jesus been dead 2,000 years. He got executed as a felon. And he played zombie and walked after being dead. Okay, fine. They say he'll save you. I'm not buying that. I do know that Mao Zedong, who led a very successful revolution, wrote at great length about the habit of oppressed people for looking back to something that happened in ancient history as a justification for their condition. It becomes one of the chief methods to keep them oppressed, and they look to their oppression to find the source of their salvation. The only salvation you'll get is what you earn, what you burn, what you take down, what you build up, and what you do for self. Now, Valerie, you hit me. I can't stand this any longer. Every black man that can legally get it, and I'm not going to tell you to do something illegal, but if you can, buy yourself at least a 9mm military-grade pistol. You need to have a carbine 5.56 by 45. You need to have yourself an 18-inch barrel 12-gauge shotgun, either a Mossberg 500 or 590 or a Remington 870. You need to get yourself a lot of ammunition. Go practice regularly so you can use the damn thing. Don't read black stuff. You need to read Mao. You need to read Ho Chi Minh. You need to read Fidel Castro, Lenin, and all of the revolutionaries that had a successful revolution. They were racist slave owners, but you need to read what those American revolutionaries said about how they managed to get free from the most powerful army in the world outside of Napoleon's legions. Now, read this stuff, and there's some solutions in there. I'm not going to tell you what those things are because it's radio, and you don't want to get yourself under 24/7 surveillance in your bathroom to outside taking the trash out. Now, this is serious business, and you've got to have the balls to be willing to die, otherwise you're not worth saving.
Yes, why do you think he's trying to die?
I don't
give a
damn. That's 2,000 years ago. He died all over again.
But this is still the foundation, brother. Listen, you have to change your... I understand you're frustrated, but this is bigger than black.
Jesus don't do nothing for me, all right?
What makes you so angry? I'm a black man as well, but you got to change your mentality.
I don't give
there
a damn.
There are good and there are bad people everywhere. You can't make one bad apple spoil the bunch.
And what has it ever gotten us? Don't you get the idea that is the God of the world?
Come on now. Come on now.
Don't you
come
get
on now.
That?
That is religion. I understand what you're saying.
Put it down on you, crammed it down your throat, got you scared to question it, because what you think is in line. If you want to be free, you got to say, that is more important to me than any religion, any damn thing else.
I did not say our religion. See, that's you misconstrued my words. I said I was a spiritual person.
You're not telling me to go out and die for something. That's what you got to do. Give me liberty or give me death. I regret that I have
I understand
one life
that. For my country. I understand that. But you have to think deeper than that.
As deep as you get.
I understand, but you gotta think deeper. You gotta think deeper than your own understanding.
Look deep. That's his business. It ain't
mine. Listen, brother. I love all of y'all. And everybody has their perspective.
T
take that stuff
I understand.
And go get
some
fried damn chicken and pass on a collection plate.
Why do you think Nat Turner got caught? Because of Al Sharpton's, right? Why do you think Nat Turner got caught from his revolution? Why do you think Nat Turner got caught with pure mentality?
He was praying too damn
he
much.
He had a revolution. Why do you think he got caught? With people that are open their minds. Listen, hey, look, you cannot be closed-minded with trying to change.
You want to get a model.
You cannot be closed-minded with trying to go about change. If you're trying to change, you have to have an open mind and an open heart.
Nat Turner didn't succeed. But somebody that did succeed, are the Seminole Indians, half black, that were interbred with runaway slaves. The U.S. War Department, now Defense Department, doesn't say the Seminole Indian Wars. They say the Negro War. So learn what they did. They had a successful standoff. They never conquered them. See, that's who we need to learn from. A lot of us got Native American in there. Why the hell do you think they yelled Geronimo when the 82nd and 101st Airborne were jumping out of planes over Normandy June 6, 1944? Because that's a respect. Why do you think there are Toyotas in your driveway? That's because the Japanese showed them what the devil was going on with Banzai and Kamikaze. Think you got a Mercedes, BMW, or a Volkswagen. That's because those Germans, nobody messed with them. So what the hell did they name after us? Martin Luther King Boulevard. Every damn city's got a Martin Luther King Boulevard or a Booker T. Washington school somewhere in it. So what about all the rest of the black folk? We got to do something.
We got 30.
And we got to start by imposing manhood back on the black family. We got to start by putting order in our own neighborhood so we don't need the police in there so much. We have to deal with order comes from the men in a community. And we got to have some men in the community who will act like it and put order out there. We got to run these pimps, drug dealers, these pedophiles and all of these fools back to hell where they need to go. We got to take control. We got to stop paying so goddamn much attention to basketball, football, Major League Baseball, hockey, the Kardashians, the Housewives, Pose and Empire and all that garbage. We got to focus. We got to get some education. And when we got a job and somebody's trying to support enterprise, then goddamn it, show up and do the job somebody's contracted with you to do. Do a hard job instead of always trying to hustle the people you want to support your business. We can do that when we put our heads to it. If you got a law degree, goddamn it, understand that there's also a cause that you're part of. And if you weren't standing on the shoulders for somebody who's better than you to get the chance to make money practicing law, you'd understand you need to give back and start taking some of these cases. There's all kinds of things we need to do. Now, we just got through listening to somebody rant about somebody needs to give us what we're owed. I'm not asking anybody to give me a damn thing, but I might take it. And if I'm taking it, I ain't going to tell you I'm taking it. That'll put you on notice and put you on guard. And I'm not going to make this a fair duel.
Radio, DJ.
One nation, one station.
All right, guys, right now you're listening to the voice of Valerie Denise Jones. I hope and pray that you are having a great day. Please meet me on Instagram at Valerie Denise Jones, and also Miss MS Valerie Denise Jones. Before we get this party started, I would like to send out lots of love to everybody in the comment section and big old cyber hugs to those of you who took the time out to support us financially, whether it be by Patreon, Cash App, or PayPal. Yeah, I think those are the three ways that I provide it. Bernard Johnson, Sherry or Cherie Campbell, C-H-E-R-I Campbell. I'm going to have to spell out quite a few of these names. Derek Muhammad, Emmanuel Washington, Lorna, Florian, F-L-O-R-I-A-N, and also Tarek Jabal, T-A-R-E-K-J-A-B-A-L. I appreciate you so much. And to Tarek, I want to definitely send Deborah Cyber love to you because you are actually my first Patreon member. So please, guys, please support this channel. Go to patreon.com and show your love and support. Patreon.com/Valerie Denise Jones because it's there that I will have full episodes plus a slew of bonus perks. So please make sure you join me there. And for those of you down in the comment section, please make sure that you hit the like button. Hit the like button and also the subscribe button and sign up for the alerts. So I'm going to now fast forward to the end of Friday's live broadcast. Big shout out to Nate Campbell, who issued us a pre-record, and then the panelists, they responded. Part of the panel included Dr. Inky, Officer Crenshaw, Brother Bernard and his friend, and there was a whole bunch of people who stopped by. So, you know, I did my best to get everybody in, but I can't always. But anyway, guys, here is excerpts from Friday's show.
The George Soros IV is going to work. We just got to, you know, get into a situation where, like Judge said, you know, I mean, we got to get to a situation where we're getting ready. Anything in life worth having is worth fighting for. And once you get what you fought for, you got to fight to keep it. So I tell people that all the time, and I tell people that just on the health tip. I'm like, listen, your daddy shot you out with 50 million sperm, and you had to beat 49 million other sperm to get to the egg. So why would you get here and then think you on cruise control? No, you got to keep fighting all throughout life. That's the pattern of life. You started. That's how you got to the egg first.
This is going to be total anarchy going on. It's going to be chaotic. Think about this. Why would anybody talk about defunding the police, also talking about pushing gun control reform at the same time? If you see people buying a lot of guns, that also tells you they know that the time is coming where you may have to defend yourself. And you think about it. The majority of the public does not support defunding the police. Even the racist Joe Biden doesn't even support it. As a matter of fact, he used to back police officers being in black neighborhoods. I just always say, I just rather have an ethnic group that's the most in the environment be represented by the ethnic group they preside over. And then you wouldn't have to worry about all of defunding the police, because defunding the police, like I got into action yesterday. If I didn't have the police come, I wouldn't have been able to get relief. I had a lady hit and run me, and she hit two other cars in the process. I mean, if I didn't get the police, I couldn't have got a police report. I would have just been assed out. So what I mean is, when you start people talking about this far-left ideology, defunding the police, dismantling the police department, these are some kooks. Most of them probably you couldn't even take this to a banking cash. It's so minuscule. It's such a small minority of people doing it. This thing would never even pass the House of Congress. You couldn't get it passed if you tried to. Yeah, that's all I got to say with that. But I mean, don't take the okey doke all the time with this foolishness, because some of this stuff is just some small, you're absolutely right.
You're absolutely right. Since you want me to go run this out, look, this is a classic example of a non-thinking, ignorant public. First off, if they defund the police, that does not end law enforcement in the area. That simply means that under the law of that state, the county sheriff, or whatever county the Twin Cities happen to be in, that sheriff will be responsible for the law enforcement in the area. The sheriffs are usually elected officials, so that means he will be in a mess trying to fund and budget what he needs to accomplish that. They're already saying that what they're really talking about is not getting rid of the services, just transferring the responsibility to somebody else. In other words, it's some idiot's grandstanding. So it's all about the appearances rather than the reality. So let's get beyond that.
But what we need to do is understand that nothing comes free. Since we have been on this planet as humans, we have dealt with adversity. The adversity comes in all sorts of forms, from the weather, the environment, the things out there in the environment that want to have you for a midnight snack or for lunch or dinner. People sometimes become the main adversarial factor that other people have to deal with. That is the case. This can be stated very succinctly as to where we are right now. We did not have black people out there rioting. We did not have black people out there looting. We didn't even have black folk out there protesting. We had a bunch of white people, and now they're trying to make it look like it's black. We are all upset about the late Mr. Floyd. I feel bad for him. But I know a lot of people, in fact, I know personally, and I'm personally acquainted with many, many more people who over the last 55 years have died for doing a lot of outstanding things, much more so than Mr. Floyd did. I hate to say it, but he's what they used to call a sad sack. He was in the wrong place at the wrong time. He's a martyr. But there are many people I know who got murdered who were doing great things for their communities, and nobody's lauding them. I'm looking at an article as we speak. It says, it looks like Black Lives Matter driving the engine for the black protest of Mr. Floyd's death will become the new hashtag MeToo movement. Now, I greatly resent being compared to hashtag MeToo. But that's the way it's being taken. This is a joke.
Now, I think this is a big problem for people because when you start to realize what Black Lives Matter is and it isn't, you keep on thinking they're talking about you. But I dare anybody to read their manifesto. I was talking to two guys today telling them that, and they asked me what rabbit hole was I in, and they told me I'm lost. I said, no, I'm not lost. You are lost. You know, I was in AutoZone this morning, and a guy was talking, and he just started bringing up the war behind the scenes with Oprah Winfrey and all these people. And he even said to himself, why do we even listen to Oprah and these clown celebrities anymore? Why don't we kind of, like, just do research and read, pick up a book or something? How about, like, I know there are a lot of people those have been trained to hate Donald Trump, but thought about it sometime, maybe Donald Trump is telling you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. Could that be why they act, this anti-Trump movement is going on? I see black people on my timeline begging to let Antifa out of jail, even though Antifa is funded by George Soros, one of the most diabolical people in the universe. And I don't understand people saying George Soros funds black groups. George Soros funds anything that he wants to fund his agenda. You know, like I said,
right. Wait. Let me just put a piece in right there, because what I was trying to tell people online is so in sync with what you're saying right now. I said, listen, y'all got to understand when you're following the money, right? Following the money doesn't just mean you say, okay, well, we see George Soros started up Black Lives Matter with $100 million. He funded them with $100 million line of whatever. You know, he put $100 million into Black Lives Matter. I said, that's not following the money. Following the money means now that you know where the money came from, these are shrewd financial masters. Like these are shrewd businessmen. You don't get to have the money George Soros got without being a shrewd businessman. I said, so following the money doesn't stop when you figure out that he's the one behind it. What you need to figure out is what is his expected ROI? What is he looking to get back on his investment? Nobody puts $100 million anywhere and they're not looking for a return on their investment. So I said, if y'all think George Soros just threw $100 million in the air and said, no, 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 go ahead, go ahead, we're going to fund this transgender, you know, we're going to fund this transgender program. Like I said, y'all are crazy. This has an end game. I said, and it started with you, Judge. I ain't going to lie. You've been getting me in trouble lately. Because last show we did, you went to the website and you read some of their mission statements.
I would call them strategists, not businessmen. They're more serious than that. They're playing, third and fourth dimension chess? Is that what they call them?
There we go. I'll buy that
they're
for a dollar.
They're playing five moves ahead of everybody else.
Right. I'll buy that for a dollar, like they said in RoboCop. But what I start asking people, I say, hey, have you read their mission statement on their website? And you wouldn't believe it. It's people out in the street screaming out, Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter. I asked them if they read the website. They saying, what website? They got a website?
Okay, let me read it. Let me read it. I brought it up. BlackLivesMatter.com. Quote, we are guided by the fact that all Black Lives Matter, regardless of actual or perceived sexual identity, gender expression, economic status, ability, disability, religious beliefs or disbelief, immigration status or location. Next paragraph. We make space for transgender brothers and sisters to participate and lead. Okay, next paragraph. We are self-reflexive and do the work required to dismantle cisgender privilege and uplift Black trans folk, especially Black trans women, who continue to be disproportionately impacted by trans antagonistic violence. We build a space that affirms Black women and is free from sexism, misogyny, and environments in which men are centered. We practice empathy. We engage comrades with the intent to learn about and connect with their context. We make our spaces family friendly and enable parents to fully participate with their children. We dismantle the patriarchal practice that requires mother to work double shifts so they can mother in private even as they participate in public justice work. We disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure requirement by supporting each other as extended families and villages that collectively care for one another, especially our children, to the degree that mothers, parents, and children are comfortable. You notice they have mentioned men. This is the next one, quote, we foster a queer affirming network. When we gather, we do so with the intention of freeing ourselves from the tight grip of heteronormative thinking, or rather the belief that all in the world are heterosexual unless he, she, or they disclose otherwise. We cultivate an intergenerational and community network free from ageism. We believe that all people, regardless of age, show up with the capacity to lead and learn. We wish to promote leadership by our transgender brothers and sisters. Okay, et cetera, et cetera, and it goes on. Now, that's their mantra. They start off, Black Lives Matter began as a call to action in response to state-sanctioned violence and anti-Black racism. Sounds good, doesn't it? Most people want to see a video. They aren't into reading, so they don't read past the opening paragraph. Our intention from the very beginning was to connect Black people from all over the world who have a shared desire for justice to act together in their communities. The impetus for that commitment was and still is the rampant and deliberate violence inflicted on us by the state. Now, you would think if you read just that, they were talking about Black people. But you notice they specifically down men in this thing. But what are we getting out of it? This is a performance thing that's got to deal with where are we going from here? See, this is ridiculous. George Soros gave this money to these folks. You know where this comes in? See, there was a thing I looked at on C-SPAN yesterday. It's live. It is in Parliament in England. This guy says, I say, you know, this thing from the late Mr. Floyd over there in the States, you know, it is spreading around the world. Perhaps we need to consider hearing from some of the representatives that will tell us what we need to do to avoid this kind of thing occurring over here any more than it needs to occur. You know, there are hobbits that have to be broken, but perhaps we need to have a closed session with some of these American representatives of Black Lives Matter so they can tell us what we need to know. You know, you see, that means you get in under Black Lives Matter and you're not pushing any damn black agenda. You're pushing a rainbow agenda. You see, they sit there and they pimp us. They get on Oprah and other stuff, and they got this dialogue that they put out like they are speaking for America. They are speaking for black America. And they push a dialogue that is behind destruction of our families, corruption of our children, the ruination of black men, the continuation of violence in our communities because there are no men to teach these boys manly deeds, manly ways of conducting themselves, masculinity, and their responsibility to be brave, courageous, dependable, reliable, reasonable, rational providers who have duty, honor, obligation, and accountability. See, they want to take all of that out of the picture. And they're getting funded so they can push this poison all over the world. I had an old African friend call me up. I haven't heard from him in years. He said, Joseph, what is going on here? I said, what do you mean? Because black people trying to push this queer thing on us over here. I said, no, we're not. It is. It's Black Lives Matter. I said, man, you know me. I won't tell you the truth. That ain't us, man. That's a front organization. Oh, a front. Oh, I understand now. It is not the real thing. It is a posed thing. I said, that's exactly. See, well, I understand. I understand. I feel better now. See, they're doing this whole mess.
But see, Judge,
they're taking this money and sending these clowns over to various places in Africa, down in the Caribbean, and trying to tell them that Black Lives Matter is the thing. You can see it all on TV. All of these black people they've heard of are supporting Black Lives Matter, and then they give them this gay thing.
Right, but see, look, Judge, right. I feel like this is where it came in.
That ain't speaking for me. What?
I feel like it came in with the gay TV shows. See, we done had Empire and Star and all these TV shows that's supposed to be authentic hood experience, you know, the hood story. And at the center of all these quote-unquote hood stories is this gay agenda. And so now that we've had these shows running for a little while, I feel like it's done.
Have you ever read his executive orders? They either dealing with assassinating somebody by drone, that's why they call him the Drone Ranger, setting up British Petroleum to get concessions because BP is a British corporation, giving funding opportunities and get free, you know, go get $200 for passing gold to Goldman Sachs, a pardon for 27 bastards that got indicted for that Gulf rig blowout because they were BP, and his trust fund gets a lot of money from him. They got all of that, and then every other goddamn thing on his executive orders has got to do with advancing the rainbow cause. We didn't get crap out of it. Not crap. And then they want to talk about wait, I won't tell the brother's name because I know his mother, and she's an intelligent woman, got a master's degree. But to get up and start saying, I'm going to register and vote for the first time in my life to turn this punk out of the White House, and you're 50 years old and you've never voted a day in your life, and you're going to tell somebody about politics? Come on now.
Or when did Kim Kardashian become a spokesperson for black folk, and they're always trotting her out, calling her Martin Luther Kim? Got a slut, a cheapo
on Al Sharpton program.
Porn queen talking about black.
But yeah, on Al Sharpton program, it was Biden. Every 2 minutes, it was a Biden commercial all throughout the middle of Al Sharpton program. Biden.
Bend over Biden and sucking Sharpton. Yeah. Sharpton used to be James Brown's boyfriend. That's how he got started. And why he wore that gassed hair for so long after the style became something that was thankfully relegated to the early modern history wing of the Smithsonian Institution. And the fool, as a preacher, insulted all of the good black preachers by doing this thing where they interviewed him for CNN, and he got up there and talked about how much he loved fried chicken.
Did you enjoy this audio? We sure hope you did. Today's show is sponsored by My Olive Leaf. Please visit myoliveleaf.biz to shop for olive leaf extracts, which will assist your efforts to transform your life, detox your body, increase your energy, get restful sleep, and rid your body of antiviral, antibacterial, and antifungal properties. Do not delay. Contact the MOL reps today. Please visit myoliveleaf.biz for their full line of olive leaf extracts and moringa products. Oh yeah, for those of you who would like a personal consultation, please call the MOL reps at 612-567-3263. Also, visit their website and social media pages for the latest on sales, new releases, and...
Hey, I'm sorry to interrupt your program, but I really have to let you guys know something. One of the problems that we have in the holistic community is that there are too many people uncertified that don't really know exactly what it is that they're doing. In fact, we can take that to the fitness community as well. I am a certified personal trainer. I'm a certified sports nutritionist. I'm a certified master herbalist. I am a certified elite calisthenics specialist, and I am also a naturopathic doctor. My name, for those of you that don't know, is Dr. Inky. And when you come to our website, unitedplatesofamerica.org, yes, unitedplatesofamerica.org, like the plates you eat on or the plates you put on your bench press bar or the plates that the soil where the herbs and the food grow from, the tectonic plates, those kind of plates, unitedplatesofamerica.org. When you come to the website, we also have certification for you in calisthenics. We offer that through the Calisthenic King of all calisthenic kings, none other than HIIT. We got HIIT, okay? So we're offering that to you guys. We have books for education. We have everything that you guys really need to not only transform your life in terms of your health, but to transform your life in terms of your karma, in terms of your creativity, and in terms of your entrepreneurship, your business, and your fiscal well-being.